Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, on the day of Eid, the first day after you leave from Muzdalifah back to Mina, you throw only 7 stones. How big is the stone? Is it a big rock, 7 pieces? Or it's a very tiny thing that cannot be seen? Scholars say it should be like this. It's like the seed of dates, for example, or a little bit smaller. So you throw it in the what is known as Jamaratul Aqaba al-Kubra, which is the closest to Mecca and the furthest from Mina. We have Al-Sughra, Al-Wusta, Al-Kubra, the smallest, the medium, and the largest. After you throw it, the sunnah is to slaughter. This is the sequence. If you are mutamatti' or qarin, you have to slaughter your hadi. After you slaughter, you shave. And by shaving, you become halal. You can immediately go, shower, put your shirts, put your trousers, wear whatever you wish. Everything for a muhrim is now permissible for you except for intimacy with the wife. This cannot take place until you go and offer tawaf al-ifadah and sa'y al-hajj. And what is the ruling on tawaf al-ifadah? It is mandatory. It is a pillar of the hajj. If you don't offer it, your hajj is invalid. Even if you stand in Arafat and do everything except the tawaf, this is a pillar that must be performed. Once you offer the tawaf and you make the sa'i, your hajj is complete. Now you can do everything, even intimacy with the missus. This is all permissible. You have to, though, spend the following 2 nights minimum and maximum 3 nights in Mina, where every day after the adhan of dhuhr, I go and throw the pebbles. 7 at the small, 7 at the medium, and 7 at the big one. Every day. Where do I collect the stones? From anywhere. You find it in Mina. As you walk, you pick it up and you throw. And you say Allahu Akbar with every throw, you throw it. And do I have to hit the pillar itself? Or is it enough just to fall into the pool? It's enough to fall into the pool. 7 for each one. And then you spend the night also praying Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. You shorten the 4 rak'ahs into 2 rak'ahs, but you do not combine. Do I offer any sunnah for Maghrib, for Isha, for Dhuhr, before and after? The answer is no. Whenever you shorten prayer, you skip the sunnahs of Dhuhr, Maghrib, and Isha. But you maintain and observe sunnah of Fajr, night prayer, witr, etc. And the final thing you do after you finish your Hajj is you have to offer the farewell tawaf, and this we will come inshallah to mention later on. Hadith number 244. This hadith was narrated by Abu Abdurrahman ibn Yazid. He said, I performed Hajj with Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, and saw him throwing the pebbles of the big Jamrah, Jamrat al-Aqaba, with 7 small pebbles, keeping the Kaaba on his left side and Mina on his right side. And he said that this is the place where the one whom Suratul Baqarah was revealed, that is the Prophet ﷺ, this is the place where he stood. Is to have the Kaaba on your left, Mina on your right, and throw it from this side. Why? Because at the time, the backside had a mountain. So this is the only place, or this side, or this side, you can throw it from. Nowadays, the mountain has been removed and all 4 sides can be thrown from. The sunnah is to do what Ibn Mas'ud did. But if everybody is focusing on this area and the rest are free and empty and you don't want the crowd, you can throw from any place you wish. Why did Ibn Mas'ud said that this is the place where the one whom Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed to? Because Surah Al-Baqarah contained most of the rulings of Hajj. And a lot of it. So that is suitable for him to say that I've seen the Prophet and he, alayhi salam, is the one who Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed to. Okay, we move on to hadith number 245. Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, have mercy upon those who get their heads shaved. The companion said, Prophet of Allah, what about those who get their hair clipped? The Prophet repeated, may Allah have mercy upon those who have their heads shaved. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam repeated that, and they repeated their inquiry. And what about those who have their hair clipped? The Prophet repeated it three times. In the fourth time he said, and those who have their hair clipped. What is this? This is regarding when a person in the state of ihram is making tahallul. He is making tahallul, meaning that he concluded his ritual, and now the last thing for him to become halal is to either shave or clip his hair. The Prophet ﷺ prayed for them to be or to have the mercy of Allah three times. And in the fourth he said, and those who clip their hair, meaning cut it short. What do you understand from this? We understand that when you make a umrah, Allah would reward you more if you shave your head, because this is a sign of obedience to Allah. While clipping your hair, cutting it short, nobody would know that you offered umrah. So it is part of showing the people that this is the trace or the sign of my ritual which I did. In an authentic hadith, when the Prophet was explaining alayhi salatu wasalam Hajj and the virtues of it, he said in an authentic hadith to the companion, as for shaving your head, Allah would reward you with each hair a good deed. So imagine that if you have 100,000 hair, Allah Azza wa Jal would reward you 100,000 good deeds, 100,000 hasana. And if you have more, it's more. And therefore, usually people try their best to get their hair shaved, to get their head shaved. And therefore, this is the sunnah. Nevertheless, Allah's mercy did not only restrict this sunnah for those who shave, but also those who cut short their hair or clip their hair. How should we clip their hair if we want to clip it? A lot of the Muslims make a general mistake. After they finish Umrah, they do this and this. That's it. No, clipping the hair has to be from the whole of head. So you have to cut short all of your head, not only a part of it or a side of it. So shaving is for the whole head. Likewise, clipping or cutting short should be from all sides of the head. Do you have any questions? Yes.
Sheikh, can the person after completing his Hajj make his Salah 4 to 2? He can say, I'm a traveler, that's why I can pray my Salah as 2 for the Zuhr and others. When he completes his Hajj and later, he is staying there for some time, he'll say that I'm a traveler and can I read 2 rak'ahs?
Yes, as long as he's a traveler, he can pray 2 rak'ahs as long as he's staying in Mecca and he's still a traveler. However, the rule is, even if you're a traveler, if you hear the adhan in the masjid, you must pray where the adhan is being called. And hence, if you're a traveler and you pray in the masjid, you will eventually complete your prayers. So even if you finish Hajj and you stay in Mecca, or go to Jeddah, or go to Taif, or go to Medina, you're still considered to be a traveler and you can shorten prayer. But if you hear the adhan, you're obliged to respond, and then you would not be able to shorten prayer. But in cases that you did not hear the adhan, you overslept and woke up, then you can shorten prayer as long as you are a traveler.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I wanted to know that, is there out of the 3 Hajj, out of the 3 types of Hajj, which type of the Hajj has the most fazilat?
We've mentioned this before and said that the best of Hajj is tamattu', because it has two rituals, Umrah separate and Hajj separate. Then follows that Qiran, which is having the Umrah embedded in the Hajj with a sacrifice. And the last and third is Al-Ifrad, which has no Umrah and it has no Hadi obligatory, but if you want to offer Hadi, this is up to you.
Sheikh, why do we have to make intentions loudly?
Intention is not said loudly. We've stated this before, that At-Talbiyah is different than the intention. At-Talbiyah is a form of dhikr. You say labbaik Allahumma labbaik labbaik la sharika laka labbaik to the end. If I wear my ihram and I do not say talbiyah, is my umrah or hajj correct? The answer is yes. What is important is my intention. By assuming the state of ihram and everything that is forbidden and restricted for a muhrim is now restricted for me. Talbiyah is not an intention, it is a form of dhikr. We've stated that scholars differed whether it is mandatory or sunnah, and it is most likely to be mandatory in the sense that no one has ever left saying it, and this is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But it appears that if someone does not say it, he is not obliged to slaughter a sheep, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.